There's one Christmas song I just never get tired of. It was written by Hugh Martin, and in a moment, we'll hear from him. He wrote the song for Judy Garland to sing in the 1944 movie Meet Me in St. Louis.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight.
That's not the only great song from Meet Me in St. Louis. Hugh Martin and his late songwriting partner Ralph Blaine wrote the Trolley Song and The Boy Next Door for that film. Martin and Blaine were on our show in 1989. Martin is 93 now. Last year, we called him to thank him again for writing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and to wish him a Merry Christmas. Here's an excerpt of that conversation. Hugh Martin, Merry Christmas and welcome back to Fresh Air. I think about you all the time around Christmas because I hear your song Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas all the time. What's it like for you at Christmas when your song is all over?
Well, I just received a little demo from my publisher with about 11 new versions of Have Yourself, and I tell you, it really had an emotional impact on me. It made me feel so connected with the generation that's not my generation. I really was moved to tears by it.
What are some of your favorite, like all-time favorite versions of the song?
Well, my all-time favorite versions are from the olden days. It was Judy Garland, of course, always tops with me. And Mel Torme, who wrote a beautiful new verse for it, which is really out of this world. And Frank Sinatra, You Can't Beat Mr. Blue Eyes.
And the strangest versions you've ever heard?
The strangest version was by a group called Twisted Sister. Have you ever heard of them?
Oh yes. Uh-huh. I don't think I know their version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
That was really weird. They sang it.
Well, I think as we speak, our producers are looking for a copy of that, and by the time this is over, I bet we will have it.
Oh, another beautiful one is, have you heard of this group called Celtic Woman?
No, I haven't.
Well, they're a bunch of Irish girls with beautiful voices, very high, and they are beautiful.
Now, you once told the story on our show about how you and your late partner, Ralph Blaine, wrote Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Can I ask you to tell it again?
Well, first of all, I feel rather self-serving admitting this, but Ralph didn't really write it, honey. We wrote our song separately, so it's words and music by me.
Oh, well, good. So now you're really able to tell the complete story.
I can really tell the complete story. Ralph was working in one room, and I was working in another on Meet Me in St. Louis, and I played the first 16 bars of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas over and over and over, and got stuck. I couldn't find a bridge for it. And so I just put it aside and decided not to work on it. And Ralph, who had heard it through the walls, came to me the next day and said, whatever happened to that little madrigal-sounding melody that you were playing? And I said, well, I couldn't make it work, Ralph, and so I discarded it. And he said, well, you find it and finish it, because I have a big feeling about it. And so we did find it, and I did finish it, but the original version was so lugubrious that Judy Garland refused to sing it. She said, if I sing that to little Margaret O'Brien, they'll think I'm a monster. So I was young then and kind of arrogant, and I said, well, I'm sorry you don't like it, Judy, but that's the way it is, and I don't really want to write a new lyric. But Tom Drake, who played The Boy Next Door, took me aside and said, Hugh, you've got to finish it. It's really a great song, potentially, and I think you'll be sorry if you don't do it. So I went home and wrote the version that's in the movie.
Now, I should explain that in the 1944 movie musical Meet Me in St. Louis, when Judy Garland sings this, you know, she and her younger sister are very, it's Christmas time, but she and her younger sister are very unhappy because their father's job is taking him from St. Louis to New York, and he's going to move the whole family to New York, and they don't want to go and leave their friends behind. So the younger sister, played by Margaret O'Brien, is crying, and Judy Garland tries to comfort her by singing the song. Now, you said that the first version was lugubrious. What made the lyrics lugubrious?
Well, I'll sing it for you. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. It may be your last. Next year we may all be living in the past. Pretty sad.
But you changed that lyric, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. The one in the movie was, let's see, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Oh, until then we all will be together if the fates allow. Until then we'll have to muddle through somehow. That was one that was in the movie. Then I got a phone call from Frank Sinatra saying, I'm doing an album called A Jolly Christmas, and I love your song, but it's just not very jolly. Do you think you could jolly it up a little bit for me? So then I wrote the line about, have you hang a shining star upon the highest bough. And Frank liked that and recorded it. And people, they do, sometimes they do that line, and sometimes they do the muddle through some line somehow.
I like the muddle through one.
I like the muddle through one better, too.
We're listening to a conversation I recorded 1 year ago with songwriter Hugh Martin. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to the interview I recorded 1 year ago with Hugh Martin, who wrote Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and with his late songwriting partner Ralph Blaine, wrote other great songs like The Trolley Song and The Boy Next Door. Let me ask you to share with us your favorite Christmas memory, since we all have your song playing in our soundtrack of Christmas.
Well, my favorite Christmas memory was of being 6 or 7 years old and my mother decorating the tree. And she was a very artistic woman, and she did sensational Christmas trees. So it was a real joy every year when she would decorate it. And it was a very wonderful moment. That was my favorite Christmas memory.
And what's Christmas like now?
Oh, do I have to say?
You don't.
I'm really upset by Christmas now. I just hate the Santa Claus and the jingle bells and reindeer and the wrapped packages and the holiday push. I hate all of that. I just loved it when it was, all my life ago, 90 years ago.
You liked it when it was less commercial?
Oh, yes. Didn't you? Well, of course, you're not old enough to remember when it was,
yeah, I think it was
so beautiful.
Pretty commercial.
But I loved it when it was old-fashioned. We didn't even have electric lights on our tree. We'd have candles.
Well, that's considered very dangerous now.
Well, I know it is, but we didn't have any problem. It worked out okay.
We're about to hear a version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas that you recorded a year ago was released earlier this year in a CD that's called Hugh Sings Martin.
Right.
And this features recordings that you've made, you know, throughout your career, particularly like in the 40s and 50s.
That's right.
But it has this new recording from a year ago. You made this recording when you were 90?
I was 90 years old. I don't know how I got through it.
And you're at the piano playing and singing. It's quite beautiful. Do you want to say anything about making this recording before we hear it?
Well, I just want to say, Terry, that I never would have continued singing at all if it hadn't been for you, because you did an interview with Ralph and me in 1989, I think it was, when Meet Me in St. Louis opened on Broadway. And you played a little recording of me singing the Trolley Song. And I was just about to stop singing because I wasn't getting all that much encouragement. But when, at the end of the cut, you said, "Ooh, I like your singing. I like it a lot." And that thrilled me so that I kept on singing.
Well, it thrills me to hear you say that, and I still really like your singing.
Thank you.
And I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I want to thank you for writing such a great Christmas song. Some of those Christmas songs tend to wear thin.
Well, God really
blessed
me.
Your song is so enduring. It's just one of the most beautiful and moving, I think, of all the Christmas songs. So thank you so much, and thank you for talking with us again.
Thank you deeply for saying that.
My conversation with Hugh Martin was recorded last year. I emailed him a few days ago to let him know about the rebroadcast and to see how he's doing. Here's part of his reply, quote, "This has not been my merriest little Christmas. 2007 was a banner year for me until pneumonia caught up with me in November, followed by one of my infamous falls. I'm banged up, but fighting back, and it has not affected my Christmas spirit. Ask your listeners to pray for me." Unquote. Hugh Martin, we send you our best wishes and hope you are feeling better soon and that 2008 is a good and healthy year for you. We'll close with the recording you made a couple of years ago of your classic, "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas." Thanks again for writing it.
In olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us, gather near to us once more. Merry little Christmas now.